Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Dunn Show. Hope you enjoy this clip.
Some sort of related weather news. There are certain cities in the United States where firefighting is banned. If you're
what?
If you're not part of the official firefighter.
Oh, really?
Put down that hose.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. So, in other words, here it is. Your house is on fire.
Right.
Right.
Tennessee.
Right. Flames are coming down.
The woods are burning all around, and you decide to get out your garden hose or whatever it is, or your water tank or something, and put it out, and they say.
Up against the wall.
They send in a SWAT team and say, no, you can't do that.
Watch your head on the way in the car.
It's close. What happened was somebody did just that. They moved into a super ritzy community, thought there were five fire departments there. Turns out there was one volunteer fire department.
Now, this was in California someplace,
yeah,
right?
Okay. La Humbra Heights. So the guy decided, well, shoot, I know what I'll do. He went to, like, Massachusetts or someplace, and he bought an old
pumping truck.
Yeah, exactly, an old pumper truck.
Wow.
And he was going to donate it to the fire people. And they said, no, thank you. we don't want it. And so he said, fine. He parked it in his garage, and when everything caught blaze, he went out and helped. But of course, that's not
against the law.
Exactly, and it is.
What do you think you're doing?
What do you think you're doing? Well, I'm putting out the fire.
That's not your job.
No, that's right. You sit here and wait. The fire department will be here in 5 or 10 minutes.
You're impeding our ability to not put out the fire.
That's exactly what they said. Well, we don't want to compete with another fire truck for position on a fire or something like that, you know. Like, as if you couldn't just move it when they get there, you know.
Yeah, he moved it over there. I don't think you have a problem moving it away.
No, exactly.
Well, of course, it is all full of water, and it is splashing it all over the fire. And there's a problem with that.
Well, yeah, exactly. What happened was he put out some car that was on fire. He helped him put out this car. And then afterwards. Well, you know, all the fire people right there.
Him.
Right. All the fire people right there thanked him and everything. But then he got a letter from the city, which said, cease and desist.
Ooh.
You shall not fight fire with water.
Oops!
And,
illegal firefighting, section 1411.
No, that's right. No,
paragraph
I saw that.
B.
Yeah, no, that's.
Put down that hose.
What he did was he formed a little group of people. When they refused to, when he tried to give them the fire truck and they refused it, he formed a sort of fire watch group. And this group now has like
crew,
50
sure.
people in it, and they've claimed they're going to keep on fighting fires if things go up in smoke. Basically, they're going to protect each other and their neighbors and whoever else. And they've said, we even got a defibrillator on board, and we'll use that if we see somebody dying of a heart attack. You know,
don't tase me, bro.
Exactly. But it's just more of the total control attitude. You know, these people, the city people think that since they're the one that's charged with protecting the fire, they have to have absolute control.
Well, they're always, and of course, it's for the public safety. This is what's so ironic about this is that. Well, our firefighters are trained in all this stuff, and this is for the public safety. And just because you think you can put out a fire doesn't mean you can. And,
exactly.
You know, for all we know, you're going to fill up your pumper truck with gasoline.
Exactly.
Or whatever. I mean, you know, you crazy people, you crazy citizen people don't have a clue what you're doing.
We sprayed all the gas on the fire.
Get the hell out of the way.
Well, what was interesting, I thought, in the article was he said as soon as the fire trucks actually showed up, they got out of the way.
Yeah, well, he did. He handed over the hose to the fire guy. And like I said, the people on the scene congratulated him. It was obviously, it worked, and it was a good idea, but.
That's not reason enough.
Not enough.
Sorry, that's I'm sorry, it works, and it's a good idea. Nah, you know, he.
Still could be against the law.
Yeah, still could be, and probably is, but, and that's all that matters. You know, you didn't follow the proper procedure, that's right. I mean, that tells you so much about, we have a lot of that going on here in this town, too, so that's good to know. Freedom goes away.
That's a clip from the Jimmy Dunn Show. See us on the web at jimmydunn.com.